You are out and about with Gene Salitre on a beautiful Saturday afternoon, and I have found myself at the tenth anniversary of the Black and White Party here at the Sharon Valley Tavern. I am talking to Jessica Kane, owner proprietor of the amazing Sharon Valley Tavern. Good afternoon, JK. How are you?
Hi, Jeannie. I'm so happy that you and Jigby are here. What a lovely celebration we have going on today, hey?
Give us the history. How did you come up with the Black and White?
So originally, it was just a white party, and because I was faced with obstacles in getting the liquor license when I first bought the bar, they say you're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day. So just like they say I wasn't supposed to get my liquor license because they said I was too young to run a bar, I asked all of our local patrons to wear white in support that we were alive for a year. So, as you know, we're a biker bar, so bikers don't own white, and they would all show up in black. So all the locals would be wearing white to show their support, and then all the bikers would come to support, but they all wore black. So after 5 years, we turned it into a black and white party, and now all the decor is black and white, and the cookies are black and white.
That is such a cool story. I never heard that before.
Oh, yeah. That's how it originated, yep.
I wish this was television, because I'd like all of our listeners to see the huge smile on JK's beautiful face. It's really beaming today.
Well, we couldn't have asked for a more beautiful day. The weather is absolutely gorgeous, and the amount of support from the locals that are here to show is heartwarming. The band, I've wanted here for a really, really long time, and I splurge because it's our 10-year, so we've got the Jukebox Junkies here,
yeah.
And they are tearing up the backyard right now. And then Macklemore Organic catered it for us, and everybody is loving their organic beef that they prepared.
That's my next step, and actually we just lost Digby. He heard organic beef, and he's out the door. Out the door and getting online.
Yeah, Chef Wade did an amazing job out there. So I can definitely tell that we're going to run out. We're not going to be eating potato salad for the next 6 weeks. That's a good thing that people are here to eat the food, and that's why it's here.
Definitely, definitely. How many do you expect over the course of how many hours?
Well, the party started at 2. I mean, we started celebrating last night when we were decorating. But I'm in my older age, I like to be to bed a little earlier, so I'm hoping that it doesn't go all night. But the band plays from 4 to 7, and then at dusk we'll get a bonfire going. And hopefully by 10 o'clock people will be on their way out, and I'll be home and in bed before midnight, like an old age should be.
Solid plan. I'm probably going to beat you there, but that's okay. For those of us, those of them who have never set foot in the Sharon Valley Tavern, let them know what you're all about here. When were you founded, and how many beers do you have over there?
As far as variety, well, you know we have a variety. I think there's probably 81 different varieties, from malt beverages like Twisted Tea, Spiked Seltzers. There's a whole gluten-free shelf. Spiked Seltzers and ciders are gluten-free. Wine is gluten-free. We actually carry a gluten-free beer, but we've got local beers from Connecticut, Great Barrington, and, of course, the Budweiser and the Bud Light drinkers. They're here like yourself, right?
Yep,
get the Bud Light in there.
Eating my beer.
Yeah. So new to this establishment, less than a year, we have Keno now. So Connecticut State Lottery, we're a retailer, so you can buy your Mega Millions and your Powerball tickets here. So that brings in some people. And again, I'm celebrating 10 years since I bought the bar from my father, who bought the business from his mother and her mother. So it's like fourth generation that
has
been in our family. Yeah.
That's very cool. Very cool indeed. Well, on behalf of WHDD and Robin Hood Radio, we thank you for your underwriting support and your incredible enthusiasm and your community spirit.
I love it. Yes, of course. That's amazing.
All right. You get back out to that party and hug all those patrons and tell them they're doing a great job.
Yes. Thank you, Jeannie. All right. Thank you, JK.
Here we are at Sharon Valley Tavern's 10th anniversary Black and White Party, and I have the pleasure of interviewing three very handsome men from a smoking hot band called the Jukebox Junkies. Props help. That's good.
Thank you.
That's good. I like it. And that's a great business card, and I also need one of those. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so here we go. We're going to go around the barrel here and say your name and where you're from and what instrument you play, or all of them. Ready, go.
I'm Jim. I'm the drummer. I'm from Poughkeepsie, New York.
My name's Travis. I grew up in Pittsburgh. I live in Hyde Park now. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Don. I'm from Poughkeepsie, and I play the bass.
Excellent. Jukebox Junkies, you just did a mashup. that was so cool of Ice Ice Baby, Vanilla, and David Bowie's Under Pressure. Queen. And, well, Queen, yes, I'm sorry. Queen, that was I don't know. Near and dear to my heart is David Bowie.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Absolutely.
That was sensational. And I've got to say, you had me boogieing after that. I just said, wow, wow, wow. How did JK get a hold of you, and how do we get a hold of you, and where are you playing next, and all of that good stuff? Ready, go, who?
Jessica, JK, contact us through Facebook, through our Facebook page, which is pretty much how you can contact us, facebook.com/jukeboxjunkies. Next weekend, we are playing, Friday night, we are playing at La Puerta Azul in Millbrook. On Saturday, we are playing at Whistling Willie's in Fishkill. And on Sunday, we're playing as well up in Hillsdale for the Mountoberfest. Every year, it's a big annual fest that she puts on. Great barbecue spread and some great home brews and stuff like that. Otherwise, after that, you can check our schedule. We got some Halloween shows coming up.
Yeah, I love Halloween.
Yeah. Mm. Doing some shows in Pine Plains and Pleasant Valley for Halloween dress parties and costume parties, and that should be fun.
Why, there's JK now. Are you going to weigh in on this interview?
No, no, I just wanted to know what you guys were talking about. It's like having celebrities here.
It totally is.
How we met you, and we told her we met through Facebook.
Social media.
So you're largely a New York State band, it sounds like. Yes. But here we are in Connecticut at the Four Corners of Awesome and Wonderful.
Yes.
At JK's wonderful Sharon Valley Tavern. Had you guys been here before, or is this your first time here?
First time here.
Are you loving it?
It's awesome. I'm going to come back and have a beer here sometime.
Well, the crowd is loving you guys. You guys are jamming it. They're saying that this is the best band we've ever had here.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you. You guys are really touching
doing
everybody.
Doing our job.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. On that note, this is Gene Salater for WHDD Robin Hood Radio. Say that Facebook one more time.
Facebook.com/jukeboxjunkies.
This is Gene Salater for WHDD.